Christine, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you, Tony?
I got to get some music for that, don't I? The Big B Coffee big guest of the day is Christine Tierney. Bum, 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 bum. I read your great story, and it's titled GM Touts Its Success in China Before IPO. I think what a lot of our listeners are learning that China is a player in business, and we can our companies can make a lot of money over there, Christine. The opening paragraph in your story says as General Motors courts investors for next week's initial public stock offering, which is obviously this week, it's still struggling with losses in Europe and a weak recovery at home, but it can point to one prize asset, its thriving operations in China. What made you decide to write this story?
Well, it's one area where GM went in about 30 years ago with a venture partner, which is how you have to operate in China. You need a local venture partner if you're going to produce vehicles there. So it hasn't been a very long operation, but they've done it very, very well, and it's been very successful for them.
And Christy, what's very important, if businesses are going to do business in China, they're very close to the collar. You don't know what they think or whatnot. They have to trust you. It takes a while, but you've got to create trusting partnerships there.
Yes, and they have a very good partnership with their venture partner, which is a very powerful and very savvy company, Shanghai Automotive Industry Corp., as it sounds, based in Shanghai.
So GM owns 51% of Shanghai Automotive, and GM, of course, is making vehicles over there. What do you know about Shanghai?
What they do is they have venture partnerships, and of the ventures, they can be 50-50, but in GM and Shanghai Automotive's case, it's 49% GM, 51% Shanghai Automotive. That 1% change happened last year.
Tell us about the manufacturing that goes on over there. How many cars are built over there? How many workers are working?
I don't know the number of workers, but the number of cars that were sold, so roughly about the number of cars that were produced last year, were close to 14 million. It became the world's biggest market. And so it's a very big market for GM and also for Ford. What GM builds there is it has one venture where it builds a lot of cars that are very similar to cars here. They're slightly adapted versions, for example, of the Buick Regal or the Chevrolet Aveo. And then there are certain cars that are peculiar to the Chinese market. They're called mini vehicles. They're like almost like compact size minivans. If you were there, you would stand next to it and you could see, you know, fitting four people really scrunched. They're called mini vehicles. Shanghai Automotive and GM are venture partners with a mini vehicle manufacturer. And that's probably of the ventures, that produces the greatest number of vehicles, more than a million.
You talk about how it's grim over in Europe, where GM's losses deepened in the third quarter to almost $600 million. But this year in China, GM and its venture partners have sold more than 2 million cars and trucks, generating $1.1 billion of income for GM, more than a quarter of its $4.2 billion profit through the first three quarters of this year.
Yes, and people expect it will remain about a quarter, a big percentage of GM's earnings going forward for a few years.
And your story also says that 2010 sales are forecast to exceed last year's 13.6 million vehicles. Why are these cars so popular over there, Christine?
Well, it's just a huge, huge market. China is 1.4 billion people, so that's roughly four times the population of the United States. And it's the incomes there have reached the stage now where people can afford a car. And the big demand was first along the coastal cities. Those are the richest areas in China. But now that development is moving inward, and most analysts don't. They can imagine, you know, that the growth will be up and down, but they see this market growing for many, many years.
And what's interesting about the partnership between GM and Shanghai is Motors is that it's state-owned. China owns that partnership. So that's a situation that I'm sure GM wants to make sure that Shanghai stays happy.
Yes, a lot of, there are a few private car makers in China, but most of them are controlled by some level of government, whether it's city or regional. It's some kind of state control.
In your story also, and we're talking with Christine Tierney from the Detroit News, talking about the business that GM has been doing in China. You can find this story at detnews.com. Christine, in talking about this partnership, the two have gotten along so well that they're looking to expand this relationship.
Yes, they are. They're looking at making more things together and going into new alternative technology vehicles like electric vehicles. The Chinese government very much wants these ventures to develop zero emission and other very fuel efficient cars. It's a government that's very intent on going in that direction. And another venture that's very, very interesting will take them both to China together, because the Chinese partner has facilities to produce vehicles at very low cost, and GM has some facilities in India, and they're pooling all these resources together.
And, boy, you beat me to the punch there, Christine. I was going to ask you about the partnership that Shanghai General Motors will have in producing vehicles and sending them to India. That's going to be potentially a big market, too, because the population in India is immense.
Yes, but it's a peculiar market compared with the Chinese market, where the cars more or less resemble cars in other Asian markets and somewhat like the cars we see. In India, they're much smaller vehicles and less expensive. So there, the partner that GM and SAIC have in China, which is Wuling Motors, that makes these mini vehicles, that could be a very interesting asset for them.
All right, Christine, before I let you go, what was the most interesting part of the story? What did you learn that really intrigued you?
Well, it's interesting how those ventures work, because the ventures have multiple partners. For example, GM is partners with Shanghai Automotive, but Shanghai Automotive also has a venture partnership with Volkswagen. So it's a very tricky relationship to maintain, because you know there are other partners too. And so it's very interesting because these ventures are where the bulk of production is still today in China.
Right.
It's a very interesting structure.
Christine Tierney, the fine writer for the Detroit News. Go to detnews.com and find that story. GM touts its success in China before IPOs. Christine, thanks so much for your time. Look forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you very much, Tony. Have a very good day.